Praise be Jesus and Mary. So we're at that point in our reading of the gospel where things are starting to heat up and our Lord's passion at this point is near at hand. And today's gospel talks about these words which were very effective in the crowd. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, and then the guards, when they went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, they said, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So what are the words that they're referring to? They're referring to what our Lord said at the great day of the feast, which is taken from a little bit before in the gospel. He says, "On the last and great day of the festivity, Jesus stood and cried, saying, 'If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.'" So these are the words that they're referring to. You know, because of these words, and probably because of things that our Lord said before that, but this is what he concluded with. These people in the crowd, they're saying, this is truly the prophet. This is the Christ. And the guards, failing in their mission, okay, not earning their pay, come back without the man who they were sent to get. And not because they were resisted by some human force, right? They didn't even try. And their answer is, because no one has spoken like this man. You see, grace is starting to work in them. Okay? They're probably honest men, you know, who recognize the truth when they hear it, and now they're starting to come to believe. And so they go back, and we see what's the response of the Pharisees. They're not really interested in what he said. They've already excluded him outright. And the other thing is, they're talking about, you know, some people questioning, the Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Well, why didn't they look more closely into it? You know, see what were the circumstances of his birth? You know, try and get information. But instead, they're just willing, at least the Pharisees, are willing to dismiss him outright. With the exception of Nicodemus, the one who came to him secretly at night. And again, in Nicodemus, we see grace at work and a goodwill, but at the same time, we see fear. You know, fear of being rejected by his peers and perhaps suffering persecution himself. And so for us, we want to hear our Lord's words, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And then St. John in his gospel goes on to explain what our Lord is talking about. "Now this he said of the Spirit, which they should receive who believed in him." All right, now all of us are thirsting. And that's because this world and the things of the world do not satisfy our hearts. And so everyone in this world is thirsting for the living water that Jesus Christ can give, the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit, present in the hearts of the just, can give them that relative satisfaction that we can experience in this world as a prelude to that which is to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus.